soldiers, how would you evaluate that, the outing for you?
Pretty good. The two in the first, kind of don't want that to happen, but, walked away, feeling pretty good, the rest of the game. So, all in all, it felt like I got stronger as the game went on.
Even in the first, the ground ball kind of looms large there, but did you feel like the overall quality of contact that you were getting was kind of what you wanted?
Yeah. I thought the wind was felt like the wind was blowing in on me at times, and I thought there were some balls that were kind of elevated, and some fly balls happened, and they traveled a lot further than I thought. So from then on, I was trying to keep the ball on the ground and just let our defense make plays, and they did.
Did you feel maybe at all like you were stronger coming out of the second outing than back in the IL?
Yeah, I mean, this outing definitely felt a lot better than the first. Because you're kind of hesitant coming off. And for me, that was my first IL stint. So, I just wanted to make sure I felt good, felt healthy. And then today I felt like I was when we left camp, feeling strong, feeling healthy. Was able to add and subtract with the fastball on purpose this time. I thought I had a good changeup and, mixed in a few sliders and curveballs, and all in all, it was a good day. Didn't use any cutters today. Thought the four seam and two seam were doing enough job that didn't need to use the cutter much. But all in all, I thought it was a good day. Murph and I were on a great, on the same page, and we were executing well, and glad we were able to put us in position to win.
Bullpen is consistently been able to just, have that game. So I'm just kind of one of those things that just, about to happen.
Yeah, it's baseball. As much as we like to be on our best every day, we're not gonna. And I thought offensively we did enough to get the job done, and just one of those nights where it didn't all click, and that's okay. We'll come back tomorrow. We play 162 of these things, so you can't get too high, can't get too low. You just come back tomorrow and get your job done when you're called upon, and we'll be all right.
We've seen sort of the way that Laureano can kind of sway a game just with different things that he does. Was the third inning kind of an illustration of that? Single and then stealing the base,
making he's an electric player. I mean, we all know that. We know he likes to steal bags. I threw a two seam to Seager that he caught, and that ball couldn't be trailing away from him further and further, and he was able to come up with the catch. So I mean, just watching him is a lot of fun night to night. No different from a lot of our outfielders. Really, Barrera made a great play against the wall tonight. Again, I trust my defense, and I know they trust me to keep them involved in the game. And I'm not trying to strike everyone out. I'm just trying to get as quick outs as possible and try to be in the game as long as possible. So at the end of the day, it's fun watching these guys go in and compete every day. And Ramon's one of those guys that's just a lot of fun to watch night in, night out.
Thanks, Cole.
Appreciate it.